This week in 1928, lawmakers introduced a bill that declared lynching to be a state crime. You're listening to This Week in Virginia History. I'm Nathan Moore. In the 20th century, fewer African Americans were lynched in Virginia than in any other state. But that was a dubious distinction. Mobs in Virginia summarily executed at least 70 black people between 1880 and 1930. For the most part, Virginia's political leaders and business elites opposed lynching, not really out of respect for the rights of African Americans, more because the elites were trying to attract manufacturing and industry. That called for law and order, and lynchings were bad publicity. In the 1920s, Virginia mobs executed 3 black men in 3 years. Each one was a gruesome extra-legal killing, and in each, no one was convicted of the crime. Newspaper editors around the state condemned these lynchings, and Norfolk, Virginian pilot editor Louis Jaffe was especially vocal. For months, he used his editorial pages to decry the inaction of local officials, and he pressured Governor Harry Byrd to take action. Finally, Governor Byrd went for it. 2 state senators introduced Byrd's proposal on February 3, 1928. The law passed overwhelmingly, although 8 senators and 21 delegates abstained from the vote. It became the nation's strictest anti-lynching law, and it was the first one that directly classified lynching as a state crime. However, no white person was ever convicted under that law for committing crimes against an African American. Instead, Virginia's landmark anti-lynching law was only ever used to punish whites for crimes against other whites. You can read about this story and more at encyclopediavirginia.org. And be sure to subscribe to This Week in Virginia History at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and at virginiaaudio.org.